message Sunday, August 18th, 6:01 a.m.
Hey, Mike. It's like 6:05 and shit, yo. I think I'm just gonna go to the game now and sleep outside the door in a fucking sleeping bag and a pillow. Cause if I go to bed now, I ain't gonna wake up. And I figure I kinda need to be there. So, look for me at the rink. I don't know where I'll be sleeping at, but I'll be somewhere around that motherfucker inside. Just come looking for me and wake me up, okay, dude? But I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna play. Just find me, Mike. I told Clayton, too, that he is pretty fucked up, so I doubt he's gonna remember. Just, find me, yo. Okay, cool. And, wake up for you soon, too, because you probably need to leave in about an hour. Later, yo.
Well, I kind of lulled you into a false sense of security, and I was really nice to you on the way in here up until we got the microphones on, because I wanted to save it.
What?
Fuck, man.
What? What'd I do?
Okay. We were going to do a podcast. When was that? Was that Wednesday?
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
Yeah. Napier just... I haven't told you yet what he said.
You withheld it from me.
I withheld it from you, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to this. Go ahead.
When Napier might as well just say, you know, I can't come tonight because the Wizards have taken me. I mean, like, his excuses just get more and more retarded. I mean, like, if you don't want to do it, just say, I don't want to do it today. This is it. Fuck you. I'm talking to Jesse. You might as well just turn your microphone off because I'm just going to fucking... Don't really turn your microphone off.
I didn't turn it off, you whore.
This is... So we agreed on, what was it, Wednesday. It was Wednesday. We talked at like noon. We decided we were going to do it at like 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Napier texts me, Napier doesn't text. Napier called me at like 4:30, and he said, Mike, I can't do little podcast tonight because my turtle escaped from its aquarium.
It's dish.
And I have to go home and take apart my furniture to find my turtle. I shit you not. That was his excuse. I have to find my turtle that escaped from its aquarium. Because those fucking turtles, let me tell you what, they just, you know.
They're very, they're known for their speed.
Yeah.
He climbed out. He has these little nails. He has these little nails, and he grabs onto the side of it and lifts his fat ass out and will escape occasionally. And normally he just sits on my desk. However, this time he decided the desk was no longer fun, and he jumped off the desk and ran into my pile.
Your turtle jumped.
Well, it fell.
Off the desk.
Well, so, it slid
okay.
off.
Well, how did you know this from work? Did your mom call you and say, oh my God, the turtle's gone?
I went home to get food.
Uh-huh.
On my lunch break, I got home. I realized, oh shit, I haven't fed my turtle today or last night. So I went to go feed my turtle.
No wonder he's running away.
And there's no turtle.
So is that why he escaped? Because he was looking for food?
I have to assume so.
Yeah.
Or he just didn't like his dish.
So, okay, this leads me...
So this was a full night operation. This was like, I cannot do podcast at all tonight.
It is over.
We're calling it off. Because this turtle is... I just know that this turtle has put itself somewhere where it will take me all night to find it. Where was it, by the way?
I don't know.
You still haven't found it?
No, it eventually came out of wherever it was. I cleaned out my room out of all of the old soda cans and cigarette packs, and eventually it came out of wherever it was, and I found it in the middle of the floor, just sitting there waiting for me.
When? That night?
Probably around right before I went to bed, like 11 o'clock.
Okay. So we need to get some kind of poll thing. We need to figure out how to do the poll things. I don't know how to do them. I'm sure somebody does. And we need to have a poll. Is Napier full of shit? Because it sounds like bullshit to me. Doesn't it sound like bullshit?
Do you want me to bring in pictures of my little turtle?
I could give a fuck about your turtle.
My turtle, his little name is Waffles, and he is the cutest little fucking turtle.
So anyway. I call, and I'm ranting to Chris. I'm telling Chris the story. You know, this guy fucking called me and said he has to find his turtle and all this. And Chris, this is what Chris did. It was the funniest fucking thing. I tell the whole story. He didn't say a word. And he says, well, I know exactly what I have to do. Click, hangs up on me. I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
So I wait a couple minutes. I'm figuring, the dude's going to call me back. I mean, that was a joke. Never called me back. Like 5-10 minutes go by, I haven't heard from him. I'm like, what the hell? So I call him back, and I say, you can't say I know exactly what I have to do and just hang up the phone. I need to know what it is you're going to do. He goes, check your email. So okay. I check my email. He has made a lost pet poster for the turtle. And he said, we need to print out about 20 of these and hang them up all over the neighborhood so that Napier can find his turtle. It's the funniest fucking thing ever. I'm going to have to put it up on the blog somewhere because I laughed.
Why was I not looped in on this? Where was my email?
Oh, about the lost pet?
Yeah.
I don't know, Jesse. See, the thing is, at this point, like, I almost don't want to talk to either of you.
Right.
Like, when we're not here because I want to save it, which is, it sucks. I'd rather be your guys' friend, but there's so much good stuff that we should just save.
I know. I feel the same way. It's tough. It's like, should I tell them this funny thing I saw, or should I just wait?
It's kind of funny. Like, they're, I almost feel awkward, like, when you come into the locker room on Sunday, it's like, hey, what's up? And then, like, we
don't tell me anything real, though. Just, I mean, are you doing okay?
That's Napier's lost pet.
Lost pet, Mr. Wiggles, reward 2 delicious hot dogs. It's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
His name is not Wiggles. His name is Waffles.
Why is his name Waffles?
Because his belly looks like waffles.
Why do you have a turtle?
Why?
Don't you have a scorpion, too?
No, he died.
Is it because you didn't feed him for a couple of days and it escaped?
No, my computer, it shut down on me in the middle of the night, and I had to fix it. I never fixed it. Well, long story short.
That's his other
Wait,
one.
Hold on. Go ahead. Continue. I want to see how his computer breaking led to his scorpion's death.
Well, Napier's computer breaks all the time, and every time it does, that's his excuse to not have it.
Oh, okay.
My computer broke. Okay. My computer is this giant fucking, like, heat source in my room. It's 5 to 10 degrees hotter in my room than any other room in the fucking house because of this computer. Well, because it dropped like to 60 degrees for like 2 weeks because my room had not had its little heat source.
It's a mini sun?
Yeah. The scorpion decided that it was too cold to live and died.
Wow. I didn't know that about scorpions.
Yeah, they don't like the cold.
Well, I figured that, but I didn't figure like the heat from a single computer could...
It's a really hot computer. Those things have peanut butter in them.
Yeah. Let's see what we got here.
Peanut butter makes my butt leak.
So you want to see what I brought?
I do. Yeah.
Hang on, I'll get some cookie first.
Okay.
All right. So, as you know, I moved recently. And when you move, you kind of have to go through a lot of shit that you haven't gone through in a long time.
Yeah.
You know? So, I'm going through one of my old drawers, and I find a slammer for a Pog set.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Which, in itself, is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But this one in particular is the most badass thing you've ever seen in your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to have your mind blown?
Yes.
Okay. Which one of you wants to see it first?
Napier.
Okay.
Take
a look at this and read the front and the back. Go ahead.
Oh, I had something like this before.
Read it for the
Read
people.
It out loud, because this is kind of radio. They can't see you.
I'm just taking it in.
Can you not read? Do
no,
I need to
I'm,
read
I'm
it?
I'm just taking it in. It's a it's a Pog Slammer from the O.J. Simpson court hearing, And the thing is, you flip it, and it says guilty or innocent. And it says OJ, the slammer.
Get it? Because it's a slammer.
I get it.
OJ, the chase?
Yeah.
OJ, guilty in the slammer. I'll be damned.
Isn't that amazing?
Was that around that time?
Yeah, it was.
You know, I collected Pogs. I did. I had a shit ton of them. I had a shit ton of slammers. Never played the game. I have no idea how to play the game. How do you even play the game?
Okay.
Okay, explain Pogs to me.
So you have the little cardboard ones, right? Oh. All right, you have the little cardboard ones.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Somehow you stack them, or you, like, you play against somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have two stacks, and then you have two slammers.
Yeah. And if you and you slam them on there and try to get them to flip over, and however many you flip over,
that's what you keep. Yeah,
you get to keep.
I used to have a little Pog maker. Like you took a picture, and then you like hit it with this little fucking cardboard thing, and the cardboard had this like glue shit on there, so you got to make your own Pogs,
huh?
Of whatever you wanted to.
Yeah.
What'd you make them of? Like,
titty mags.
Titty Pogs?
I could have guessed.
Can you buy a Pog anymore?
I'm sure you can get used Pogs or like eBay Pogs.
I don't think they produce Pogs.
No, they no longer produce
Pogs. They're just a little
Pogs.
Piece of... They're like a little round cardboard disc with a picture on it.
They no longer...
Does it take an investment?
Walmart has run out of Pogs. Now what?
Now what? They no longer produce... floppy disks. I'm definitely sure they don't produce Pogs anymore.
You can still buy floppy disks. You can go to Micro Center and get floppy disks.
They don't. They're no longer producing any.
No, you know, Sony is no longer producing.
Sony's no.
Computers you buy nowadays don't even have floppy drives on them.
Yeah, you can still buy them.
I know, but you know, yeah.
You can put them in. I mean, whatever the fuck you want for 1 megabyte.
I can't do podcast tonight because my turtle escaped.
Oh, so what's involved? Did you take apart your furniture, as you claimed?
I took a lot of shit out of my room. I took a lot of garbage out of my room that had accumulated.
Why didn't you just whistle for him, like, Mr. Waffles?
I don't think he has ears, friend.
Well, he's the only turtle in the world that, like, is an escape artist that can, you know, dive off of desks and climb into furniture.
Here's my idea.
Maybe he, you know, answered to...
You get a little rat and put like a little gi on him and call him Splinter and see if the turtle comes out and starts
maybe
like
he,
learning karate.
Found some atomic ooze in Napier's bedroom somewhere.
I'm sure he found some ooze. I don't know if it's atomic ooze.
Yeah. Zing!
I don't think my turtle has that. He's more attention deficit disordered and fat.
I've seen a fat turtle. You know what I'm saying? Like, a turtle is just a turtle.
It's like a lizard head sticking out of a rock.
How is one fatter than another one?
You'd have to look at it.
I mean, I'm sure they are.
Well, I mean, if he's really, really fat, wouldn't he be even easier to find?
Well, no. I mean, he's only about the size of a, like, tiny little... He's a tiny little fucker. I don't know what he'd relate to.
Like Chris told me this, and I don't know if it's true.
Okay.
He told me that the caimans... have a box turtle that roams freely in their house.
What?
I don't know if that's true. But he said it. But the thing is, you don't know if he's telling the truth or not. I don't know if he was just fucking with me or if he's telling the truth. But he said that they just have a box turtle that lives in their house.
It's like a cat.
Walks around like a cat, yeah. And I've never heard of that before.
Does it, like, come out and get its food?
I don't know.
Well, let's get to the point. There's no way it's potty trained.
You wouldn't think, no.
So I'm sure it's just shitting in the corner of every room of every house.
Yeah, probably. And then you step in it and you're like, aww. But you can't really blame him. He's a fucking turtle. Where else is he going to shit?
Yeah.
You got to teach him to use a litter box?
Yeah.
When I was 11, I lost a turtle in my grandma's house. 4 months ago, my grandma said she started having this smell in her basement and she didn't know what it was. It turns out my turtle had been alive this entire time and died 4 months ago in her basement.
Wow.
What was it living off of?
The leaky water that would leak down during heavy rainstorms and crickets.
That's awesome. How did the turtle
It was fucking huge. It was about the size of a fucking hubcap. I did not get that size turtle when I was that tiny.
Wow.
So she didn't know it was there?
No.
There was just a turtle living in her house for how long?
What? Fuck, I was 11, so what? 14, 15 years?
How is that possible?
Wow. That you could have a turtle living in your house for
your basement
years.
And you don't go down there too often.
Well, she doesn't have that good of vision, so I guess it just kept in the dark corners and it just ate crickets and drank. It was really, it used to flood her basement every fucking year. Well, this year, I guess the reason it died, she fixed her basement and it stopped flooding. So I guess it
inadvertently
dehydrated.
Killed this turtle.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You know, Steve Miller, who of the call in the opening, when he was a kid, they had some hamsters. Well, they just started letting them kind of roam free or whatever. Or they had like an area in their basement that they had kind of boxed off.
Like the hamster area?
Yes. The hamster zone. So then eventually these hamsters just start fucking each other, as hamsters have been known to do. And
well, yeah.
And they like start breeding, and before you know it, they've got like... just like hundreds of hamsters.
Wow.
In their basement. And so
when one dies, I mean, do they climb in there and get them out? Or
they probably
you'd have to ask
the other hamsters probably eat it.
Yeah.
You'd have to talk to him to get the full story. But yeah, and I think the one thing I remember is that one time Steve was taking a shower, and I guess the hamster area overlapped with like some sort of drain area, and a hamster crawled up the drain all the way upstairs somehow while he was taking a shower and came up while he was taking a shower and
came out of the drain while he was taking a shower.
And they named them all after sodas.
Yeah.
Okay, so he tells a story and he's like, some there taking a shower, you know, whatever. And I'm like, 7 Up, what are you doing here? Get out of here.
And then eventually all the hamsters died and he replaced it with the NHL 93 area.
That's exactly. Right. I wonder if he stepped on them to kill them. I mean, if there were that many hamsters, wouldn't you have to?
I'm sure his dad was a crazy fuck. I'm sure he just, like, rat poisoned all of them or something.
Well, that's sad. That's a sad end of the story.
Well, yeah. I don't know that for sure. I'm just guessing.
Well, what? He didn't let them all loose in Ferguson, did he?
They all went to hamster heaven. That's how I want to.
One day we
that.
Put them all in a box and we just took them on a drive to the park.
Yeah.
And then we put the box in the park in the river.
Yeah. Old 7 Up and Dr. Pepper, you know.
That's right.
Living free.
Like, oh, they've gone flat. Huh?
We had to get rid of the hamsters. We ran out of soda names.
We got through all the Vesses.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, damn. We started going on to
Cherry Pepsi! Diet Cherry Pepsi! Diet caffeine free Cherry Pepsi!
Cream soda! Best cream soda! Best orange!
Oh.
Dr. Thunder! Diet Dr. Thunder!
Whistle!
RC Cola!
Yeah, once they get to RC Cola, they go, you know what?
Yeah.
We're done.
You know what?
We hit the wall.
God. I mean, RC Cola, come on, guys. We're done. Seriously? They're fucking. We can't stop them. We're running out of soda. We can't switch to anything else. We can't start naming them, you know, Goldfish or Cheez-Its or Cheese Nips or...
I would have killed them when I got to Shasta.
Yeah. Fucking Shasta, man. That shit's gross.
Mike, every time I come over here, the Casa de Mike always has a ton of movies.
Mike Buster.
Shelves. Yes, Mike Buster.
Yeah.
There's always one that sticks out that I go... what the fuck is that doing there?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few, but there's one that even above it, all the
like
other
jumps
ones,
out at you? With all the movies, there's one that jumps out at you?
Yes.
Okay. Share, please.
Coach the first season.
I like Coach!
You have the first season of Coach on DVD.
I like it, Coach! What was wrong with Coach? That was a good show.
The first season of Coach.
I need to get the rest of the seasons. That's what you're saying, right? Well, why do you only have that lonely season?
Yes.
You need to have all the seasons of Coach.
I agree with that. Because that's what it's so weird. It's like Coach the first season.
You know what other show I need to get? Arliss.
Oh, fuck yeah, Arliss.
Yeah. Good times.
Hey, wait a minute.
Never met a Coach fan in my entire life.
Really?
Wasn't the guy who played Coach, didn't he go on Fox News one day and say how... he's been on welfare, but he never asked a penny from anybody.
I think you just made that up.
No. go type it into YouTube. It's on the YouTubes.
Type it into the YouTubes?
Yeah. Put it on there. Go crazy nuts.
Well, you have to talk about something while I'm looking this up. We can't just have all this dead air.
What's it? We need a Napier word of the week. What do you got?
What have we not done yet? Coos bag? Have we done coos bag?
We've done coos bag.
We have done coos bag?
Wait a minute. Now I'm not so sure.
What's a coos bag?
Yeah, tell us about a coos bag.
A coos bag is the area inside a vagina, not before you get to the uterus, of course, cervix area, but in that little, like, in-between part where you can feel your seed, that's the little bag.
Gotcha. Craig T. Nelson on government aid.
On government aid. It's 10 seconds long.
Yeah, that's because that's all you need to hear.
Loading. Attack of Mike's terrible internet.
An error occurred.
Reload it.
You're goddamn crazy, Mike. There we go.
Peter, capitalistic society. Okay. I go into business. I don't make it. I go bankrupt. They're not going to bail me out. I've been on food stamps and welfare. Anybody help me out? No.
Well, you actually know shit about shit.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is Craig T. Nelson on, like, this Fox News political thing,
by the way? Why would anybody have to know what Craig T. Nelson thinks about anything?
Exactly.
Well, Craig T. Nelson, he's one of those Hollywood types.
Yeah.
And as you know, the deep backwater idiots think that the Hollywood types are all the liberals. So Craig T. Nelson got on there and started spouting bullshit and then forgot what the fuck he was saying and then said shit like that.
Yeah. Do the TV show Coach theme opening. I don't even remember that. No, it's right there.
What?
It's on the right.
Where?
Right, down, down. Stop.
Maybe this should be our theme.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's kind
of
gay.
Maybe this should be like the theme for the Napier word of the day.
It should be the theme for fucking something.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I could just picture some old fat dude busting a cheerleader in the back of the head with like a beer bottle and then raping her over his car as that theme song is playing.
It's a good visual, Napier, but again,
thank you.
We're doing radio.
I know what we're doing.
Real radio.
We.
As much as I, like, never watch Coach and I think it's just an okay show, tell me that it's not about time for a Coach reboot.
Like
the concept is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is it, a single dad who...
Well, just about,
coaches
like,
a high school football team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? People love sports. People love sitcoms.
Sure.
It's about time for Coach 2.
Coach
Such 2. Did you hear they canceled Law & Order?
I did hear that.
Here's the funny thing about canceling Law & Order. It's been going on for 20 seasons. They have, like, 4 spinoffs, and they're planning a new Law & Order spinoff.
Right.
Now, my question is, if you have a show that's gone on for 20 seasons, and you're keeping the spinoffs but getting rid of it and starting a new spinoff, why not just make the plans for the new spinoff Law and Order. Then you can keep the show going. You can beat the records that you were soon to break on, you know, how long the show's been going on. And how can you have Law and Order, criminal intent and Law and Order Special Victims Unit and not Law and Order?
Why does the McRib come back every year?
Because it migrates like geese.
It's like every 6 months, Jane's Addiction reunites.
Right.
And they have a Jane's Addiction reunion tour.
Right.
And then they go away
new.
For like a year. And then they come back. Hey, it's our reunion tour. Again. It's like, no. You already had a reunion tour. This is the, we're still making music. We're still here. We just went on vacation tour.
Exactly.
Well, are they putting out new shit, or are they just doing the shit that they always did?
Who cares?
Well, obviously, Jane's Addiction fans.
Fuck Jane's
I've
Addiction.
I've never been a Jane's Addiction fan. They've got one fucking song, and it's not even that good.
Because Stealing!
No, I was singing the other one.
Five! Okay. Jane's is!
I think that if bands have a song with their
yes
the name of their band in the title of the song,
like Bad Religion, no,
Bad Company.
Company, yeah,
they should just go away. That's it. I mean, like, wouldn't every it be great rapper if says their name had a like song called times. Aerosmith.
Well, yeah, but every rapper says their name in their song like 9 times.
But Bad Company is a song where they say Bad Company until the day I die. Mike's Googling Jane's Addiction.
We didn't do one last week. I think we have to do one this week, don't we?
Yeah.
Can we do something better than Jane's Addiction?
Well, it's topical.
What the fuck's wrong with the internet, Mike?
It sucks!
You know what you need to do? You need to go down to the city and get yourself some cricket internet.
The cricket?
Yeah.
All right, Napes. You excited?
Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Key of G.
Key of G, that's important.
You excited?
No.
I'm excited. Maybe we should do two.
I like they included the dog bark.
I've been caught stealing once. Oh, fucking mother shit.
It's not time.
I've been caught stealing once when I was 5. I enjoy stealing. It's just as simple as that. Well, it's just a simple fact. When I want something and I don't want to pay for it.
What brilliant lyrics, by the way.
Yeah, I walk right through the door. And I walk right through the door. Hey, alright. If I get by, it's mine.
Wow, they got some Becca singing
on. Mine, all mine. Hey. Musical break for measures.
This really is a bad song. The video's worse.
Yeah, my girl, she's one too. She'll go and get her a skirt, stick it under her shirt. She grabbed a razor for me, and she did it just like that. When she wants something, and she don't want to pay for it.
Nape, you gotta get into it. Come on.
She'll walk right.
Kill it. Come on.
Through the door.
Yeah.
Walk right through the door.
Well, you're really selling this.
Hey, all right. If I get by, it's mine. My mind, all mine.
Even the backup
Let's go.
I know.
They're like, who gives a shit? Fuck this.
This is the dumbest fucking song I've ever goddamn heard.
Wouldn't you be pissed if, like, you worked really hard to be a great band, and this was, like, your most well-known song?
Here comes
you
more
do
brilliant
that
lyrics.
Part. I'm not doing that part.
The better question is, has anyone ever done this karaoke for real?
I don't know. I mean, it's on
Jesse,
YouTube.
You go.
Da 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 da.
Musical break.
There's a lot of
four measures.
Maybe that's because the lyrics are stupid.
Sat around the pile. Sat and laughed. Sat and laughed. And waved it into the air. And we did it.
It's a fucking
like
terrible
that.
Song.
What an awful
when
song.
When we
I
want
mean,
something
mad. The
and
more
we
lyrics
don't want to pay for it.
It's repetitive.
We walk right.
We walk right through the door. We walk right through the door.
What do
right
dogs have to do
through
with anything?
The door.
Great question. No idea.
I mean, like, are the dogs chasing him because he's stealing
right.
shit?
Maybe.
If I get by, it's mine. It's mine.
Bye.
I'd rather sing a song about getting raped in the ass by, like, five big black dudes.
I mean, like,
and then experiencing the shit afterwards.
The content of that song, let's break it down. Verse 1, sometimes I steal shit.
Yes.
Verse 2, sometimes my girlfriend steals shit.
Correct.
Verse 3, we put it all in a pile and dance.
And No, wave it around. It'll
wave around.
Wave it. Man.
And what do dogs have to do with anything?
What a deep song.
They're getting chased by dogs because dogs are the man.
Oh, dogs are the man.
Apparently.
Well,
so.
Then why don't they? Why are they getting chased in the beginning? Wouldn't they be getting chased in the end? Open up with dogs barking.
Zoot suit riot.
Oh Lord!
I actually liked that song when it came
you
out.
You know what? When that song came out, we were at the Pizza Hut, and me and Kenny Merkel used to. Like, repeat it over and over again back when we were making the pizzas.
Napier, I heard you had an interesting pizza-making fiasco.
Yeah, I decided to make a chicken wing pizza. My lady friend decided to put too much water in it, and then we decided to eat doughy-ass pizza.
Soggy-ass doughy pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much did it cost you? To
$30.
To make that pizza?
Yeah. $30.
You know, all of the pizza places right now have like $10 larges.
Yeah.
So you could have got three $10 larges.
None of which would have been doughy.
No. Yeah. No,
none
of them.
Would have been really good. I mean, you know.
Yeah, satisfying. Seemingly.
Little Caesars, which is right down the street from your house, is $5 pizzas.
Yeah. I understand that.
You know what you could have done? So you wanted a buffalo chicken pizza?
Yeah.
You know what you could have done? You could have called one of those places up. And got a cheese pizza.
And some buffalo.
And some buffalo wings. And just took all the buffalo wings and put it on the pizza.
Yeah.
Probably would have cost you about half that.
And you would use boneless wings? Or how do you circumvent that?
I took some chicken breast. I cut them into strips and then cut the strips up a little bit. I then basted them in Frank's Red Hot Sauce, let them marinate overnight, and cooked them.
Marinate overnight?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is like preparation.
And then I cooked them up, then put them on top of the pizza, and cooked the pizza, probably not enough, and then ate it, and then said, wow, this is really, really unsatisfying.
Okay, top five most disappointing meals of your entire life?
I'd say it's up there.
Is that like 1 through 3?
It might be, but no, it wasn't really that disappointing.
Do you think your turtle was disappointed in you?
No.
He wanted to escape because he realized what a tremendous waste of time.
His turtle escaped and just came into the kitchen just to look at him and shake his head?
Yeah.
No,
escaped and just
man.
Fuck.
No,
fuck.
Because I went and I gave him a shrimp.
You gave your turtle shrimp?
Yeah, I gave
him. Turtles eat shrimp?
Yeah, turtles eat shrimp.
Apparently they do.
They eat fish, dude.
I think turtles ate, like...
grapes.
Vegetables.
Are turtles one of those type of animals that can, like, eat fucking anything?
They can eat anything. I normally feed him this little stick. It's a little green stick. And he eats the stick. It has nutrients. And once in a while, I'll get a shrimp. And I'll hand him the shrimp. And he eats it.
Yeah.
A 24 measure introduction.
Yeah!
Remember, like, swing, like, dancing came back in style for, like, a year?
Yeah.
I want to fuck to this song.
You should.
Get my dick all wiggly. Who's that whispering in the trees? It's two sailors and they're on leave. Hats and chains and swinging in hands. Who's your daddy? Yes, I am. Fat Jack, come to play now. You can't run fast enough. You'd best stay away when the pushes come to shove. Zoot suit riot. Throw back a bottle of beer. Zoot suit riot. A pull a comb through your hair. Zoot suit riot. Throw back a bottle of beer. Zoot suit riot. Pull a comb through your coal black hair. Blow, Daddy!
I don't even like this song, but it's Leagues and Bounds better than the Jane Addiction.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. With a tub, jitter-bugging, brown-eyed man, stray cat burning out. Cut his set out. You go, Jesse.
Music yep. Man. Got me in a sway, yeah, if you want to swing, you dub.
All right, go hit it.
Now you sinners know where you women come for love. Zoot Suit Riot. Throw back a bottle of beer. Zoot Suit Riot. Pull a comb through your coal black hair. You're in a Zoot Suit Riot. You're in a Zoot Suit Riot. You're in a Zoot Suit Riot.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Mike, go.
No, this is Al Napier. Zoot, go, go, go.
Zuza, Zuza, Zay. Play a Bedia. Zay, Zay, Zay. Badu, Zay, Zay, Yo, Wa. Badu, Zay, Zay, Zay. Zay, Zoo, Zay, Zay, Zoo. Day, day, day. Whoa, you got me in a swing, yeah. I want you to swing, you dove. Now you know, you sinners, where your women come for love. Zoot Suit Riot. Throw back a bottle of beer. Zoot Suit Riot. Pull the comb through your coal black hair. Zoot Suit Riot. Throw back a bottle of beer. Zoot Suit Riot. Pull the comb through your coal black hair. You're in a Zoot Suit Riot! You're in a Zoot Suit Riot! You're in a Zoot Suit Riot! I think I'm about ready to sing it.
Didn't he just sing it?
Yeah, what?
Why is he about ready to sing it at the end?
Nah, fuck this.
I think I almost died.
Just now?
Mm-hmm. Why? Because the boogie got you?
Well, I've been on the phone for 8 hours.
And now we have you singing?
Mm-hmm. Napier, tell us about one of your fantastic experiences on the phone with somebody.
Well, not to give away my place of employment, because that would be horrible. But today a lady called in with a... she was talking about bees.
Bees?
Yeah, and... I had to call.
She was giving you facts about bees, or yeah, she's having a bee problem?
She
or?
Was no. She said her bees were lethargic, and
well, those are the best kind of bees.
No, she wanted them lively.
Oh,
so
give them some crack.
Yeah, I had to call a manager, and he had to tell me what the policy is for bees, and I said, I don't think you understand. These are not her. Like bee pets, like she doesn't have pet bees. They're just these wild fucking bees that apparently when they go into her area, they become lethargic. And she let me know that her son's bees are not like that. So I had to go around and make phone calls to try and find out what the fuck we might have done for her goddamn bees. And everybody,
so do you take these like with a grain of salt, or are you just like, oh, yes, ma'am, I'll look into your bees, or
no,
you,
I
like,
had
Napier?
To be serious. I had to be, all right then, there's an issue with bees. Let me call some managers. not shitting you.
Have you ever like cussed anybody out, or like been mad at somebody?
No, never.
Hey, did you figure out how to put your phone on silent?
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa!
Napier, getting with the times.
Thank you.
Wow.
But no, nobody has ever... My thing is, when I'm on that phone, here's the situation. Let's say somebody, you have no idea who the fuck they are, you're just walking down the street, and they said, hey, fuck you, you're a goddamn worthless piece of shit, and then walked off.
Right.
Would you give a fuck what the fuck they just...
I mean, I kind of would. I'd be like, why did that person just tell me I was a piece of shit?
You know,
I
wouldn't make my day...
I talk to probably thousands upon thousands of people a year. I do 60, 70 phone calls a day. What one person out of all of those thousands of assholes that I talk to thinks about me, I don't give a shit. When somebody says, well, back when I used to do internet tech support, the one thing I always had was an out. That no matter what anybody said to me, anybody at all, I had a retort that could make them shut the fuck up in one sentence. And there was nothing they could reply to that at all.
Which is?
Yeah, let me hear your one sentence.
The one sentence is, I understand where you're coming from, but my internet works just fine at my house. So whenever they say, you're an idiot, you're a dumb shit, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, and you're an asshole, I would always have in the back of my mind, well, my internet works just fine at my house.
Dick.
So...
That's kind of a dick move.
That is kind of a dick move.
So no matter what anybody's
rubbing their nose in it.
It would be like if for some reason I didn't want to work there anymore and somebody just got to me, it was that last straw that I couldn't take anymore. That was what I was going to say. And there was no reply to that other than fuck you. And if they say fuck you to me, that means I've won because that's not a real reply. That's like just saying, "Oh, well you've upset me." And so the only way I can show you that I'm upset is to say, fuck you. That means that I've won.
So are you getting at
that now you don't have...
Now I don't have an out. I mean, there's nothing I can say now that would make somebody say, fuck you, other than, all right. Like, no matter what they said, just...
What if you just went silent and you...
No, I don't go silent. I talk constantly.
You told me that when you were doing the internet thing... You had people that if it was close to the end of their shift, they just said, oh, no, the whole internet's down. It'll be back up later.
Well, we had people do that.
I used to...
And people used to buy it, like old ladies, like trying to check their email. Like, oh, the internet's out. They didn't know what the fuck the internet was. They thought it was a program on their computer. How the fuck are they supposed to know?
No, the whole internet's down. It'll be back in a little
bit. That's pretty awesome. When I... when they used to have, get telemarketing calls at my house in college, we would pick up the phone and go, yeah, look, really, that sounds like a really good deal. Really, you don't say. You don't say, that's amazing. Hey, I'm going to put the phone on speaker. Just keep talking. If I don't respond, just keep talking. I'm here. I'm just doing something else. Like, okay. And then just put the phone down and see how long they'll just go. Like, go come back like 5 minutes later and pick it up. Yeah, I'm still here. You still there? Yeah, I'm listening. It sounds like a great deal. And it's like, just like let it sit there.
I was actually a telemarketer for a little bit. I had to call.
Was that the one you did for like a week?
A month. It was cold calling. It was the worst, not the worst experience I've ever had in my life, but...
That would be
every
the pizza
moment,
you tried to make last week.
Every goddamn moment that I was in that damn place, I would put my little headset on, and I'd say, like, all right, let's go kill those puppies. Because the only way I could rationalize it is, if my job was to sit at a desk all day and they would just hand me a sack of baby puppies, and my only job was to take them by the neck and then shove them into the desk and kill them. Like, the first couple ones, I'm going to be really sad, but, after a while, I'm going to be like, just fuck, I've been here 8 hours, I've gone through, like, 9 sacks of these little fucking things, I want to go home. Like, oh, no, here's another sack of puppies. Like, god damn it, I got another fucking sack of these goddamn puppies? Holy shit, and each one, I'm just cranking them out, like, fucking nothing. Like, after, like, 10 or 12, I'm just, like, slamming them against this fucking desk like crazy.
God.
So... That's eventually the attitude.
The analogy comes up with.
Listening to this, I hate to be the one to say it, but this is the Napier that I want every week. And there's certain situations where I don't get that Napier.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You know what situations I'm talking about, don't you?
What situations?
Well, you're only you sometimes.
Well, who else would I be?
Sometimes you're diet Napier.
Diet Napier?
Yeah, like diet caffeine-free Napier. Like, every now and then, there's been two podcasts that
that you're just kind of diet Napier. And this is the Napier that I want. This is the Napier that I want.
You could get me some crack.
I want, like the Napier that claims that he's going bald because his hair is mad at the anger in his face.
Exactly.
I mean, like passionate Napier. Not, like, debald, what's that thing? Leashed Napier.
Leashed Napier.
I want Napier unleashed every week.
I say we get him some crack. Where do you
go get crack? Do you, I mean, like, how do you? If you're like a guy who just wants to sample some crack,
where would I go? I have no idea.
I mean, do you have to know somebody who knows somebody who sells crack?
I'm pretty sure you can just go down to the city and get yourself some fucking.
Do you just walk up to random hobos and say, "Hey, man, where do you get your crack?"
No, they offer it to you.
Like, so I would just walk downtown, find the first black guy I see, and then ask.
Like,
for some
excuse
crack.
Me,
no,
Mister,
you got to find like a black dude with like some. Torn ass fucking clothes, and this. It looks like he's been spitting on himself and it's dried, and he keeps scratching his like face
okay,
and neck.
Okay.
There's your crackhead.
Right, but then he doesn't really know what. Well.
No, he knows where to get it at
least.
Yeah,
he knows where to get it. That's
dude,
true.
You just give him $10, he's gonna go get him some crack. You just fucking walk next to him. It's crack. Like, hey, dude, you need $10? Fuck yeah, I need $10! And then he's gonna take that crack and he's gonna run directly to his dealer. You just follow him. I don't know why the cops don't
okay.
do that.
So you give him $10.
Yeah, you just hand him fucking $10. The cops could do this. You just like find a crackhead. You're like, hey, dude, you want $20? The guy's gonna say, fuck yeah, I want $20.
And then you follow him.
You just follow him down. I mean, he doesn't give a fuck about you. He wants his goddamn crack.
Huh.
I see.
You know, that's a good idea, actually. Like, you see where he takes the $20.
What if Napier just like revolutionized police work?
Police work.
Yeah, he just finds crackheads and hands them money and then follows them.
I mean, you don't have to talk to them. I mean, just follow them. I mean, how far are they fucking going? They're on foot. They got no car. They sold it for crack. Where are they going to go, really?
Yeah.
You just give them the money. They go get the crack. You're like, oh, there's the crack dealer. Huh. Case solved. Open and shut. We're done. That's our quota for the month.
Let's get Napier some crack and see what he's like.
I mean, for instance.
Yes.
You compare Napier this week.
Right.
To Napier last week.
Right.
I mean, like... Me and you did most of the talking last week. There wasn't a lot of Napier talk last week. He just kind of, okay. you know, sat there and smiled for the most part. And every now and then if we, you know, brought up that he wasn't saying anything, then you go, oh, yeah, Coos Bag, huh? Go ahead.
Well, you need to say something that I'm impassioned about.
Okay.
I'm impassioned about puppy stomping. I mean, if there's anything I feel impassioned about, it's about the mechanical, like, fucking just...
It's an art form. It really is. Yeah.
It's like factory work. Only each person they put that little thing into it. Like each puppy that I stomp, you know, it's you can tell it was me who stomped it.
Yeah.
Like, someone walked by would go, "That's a Napier."
Wow.
Like yeah, that is professional. Look at that. You see the break?
Yeah.
See the. See the eye that's kind of coming out on one
the
side?
The velocity this foot must have been traveling.
You got your special Wolverine puppy stomping boots. And
yeah. And I, you know, I just... Like, some people, like, just, like, they just get their sack of puppies and they start, like, hucking them against a wall. Like, no, you don't fucking do that. Or
do you let them out of the sack or do you just, like...
No.
Keep them all together and stomp the sack?
No, you got to do it one at a time.
Moving.
No, one at a time. You crank it out. Do one, two... Three, just keep going like in a cycle. Got to keep pace and rhythm. I mean, you can't just take like they hand you a sack. You can't just take the sack over your back and start slamming it up against fucking walls and shit and screaming and yelling like you're a goddamn idiot.
That's messy.
Yeah.
You know, I truly believe that there is a genius in there somewhere.
Right.
But it's misguided. I mean, like all of his you know operations. Are genius.
Right.
But they don't involve... You need to find some way to, like, monetize these... Because all of your plans, you don't make money doing. In fact, most of them, I would imagine, you'd lose money.
Well, my hero is Nikola Tesla. You know who he is?
I don't think I do.
You should Google him.
Maybe I should.
He's the greatest inventor. You know all the mad scientists that they ever came up with, like in shitty movies and shitty TV shows or comic books.
Yeah.
That's Nikola Tesla. That was him in real life back in the days of Thomas Edison. Because Thomas Edison, what they didn't tell you in school was Thomas Edison was this dickhead.
Yeah.
And then his doppelganger was Nikola Tesla. And Edison made, you know, he made DC, he made direct current. And Nikola Tesla, he made the alternating current. Well, one day, Edison said, oh, well, no, you can't use his version of electricity. It's not safe, because he was trying to make all the fucking money off of it. By the way, Edison died rich and full of whores. Nikola Tesla died penniless and alone in a fucking apartment, and he probably died choking on his own vomit after getting drunk on cheap booze. That's a goddamn man. Well, either way, Edison said, this is so unsafe, his version of electricity. So he heroically electrocuted a fucking elephant in front of a crowd.
That's true.
Just to prove him wrong.
That's true.
Nikola Tesla was out there making fucking doomsday devices every way he could. Apparently he tried to make some fucking earthquake machine.
Well, why? Yeah, and just cause?
Yeah, just fucking cause.
Well,
just
this
fucking,
is like later. Okay, so to clarify Napier's rants here, Tesla did like invent, you know, alternating current and like revolutionize modern electricity and all this good stuff.
Mm-hmm. And he made Tesla coils.
Yeah, in his like later days, he like began like experimenting with like weapons and stuff.
No, he always experimented with weapons. He loved fucking weapons.
But so he invents this earthquake machine that apparently it's like this little thing that just kind of alternates or just kind of like shakes. And then, you know, if you kind of hold it up to something, it'll shake it enough that eventually, like, earthquake starts. Well, apparently, the story goes, and who knows if this is true or not, but the urban legend goes that one day there was an earthquake on the south side of Manhattan where Nikola Tesla lives, okay? And the entire south part of Manhattan is shaking, and, you know...
Yeah, he's so, flipping the fuck out.
So someone, you know, kicks in the door of Edison's apartment, or I'm sorry, Tesla's apartment, going, hey, man... We got to get out of here, you know, everything's shaking. And Tesla's there with an axe trying to get this machine off the building. That it's like this like little, like, small under bread mix machine, but he couldn't turn it off, so he was just hitting it with an axe to get it off.
This dude thought he was destroying the whole fucking world for a good minute.
Yeah.
Little did he realize that it had nothing to do with his little fucking box, but he was just going ape shit on this goddamn thing like a fucking madman.
There you go.
And that's your hero.
That is my goddamn hero.
Do you think he had a turtle?
I think he did have a turtle.
Well, as the legend goes, so he gets old and senile, okay? And he loves birds.
Yeah.
He begins to love birds. And he stops inventing one day when he's staring at a bird and realizes he can never invent anything as perfect as a bird. And so he stops inventing.
Yeah.
And he, like, dies.
Yeah, just like Hendrix, you know. Yeah, vomited into his own lungs.
I see birds all the time.
Yeah, they're not too perfect. They're full of lice and they shit everywhere.
Yeah. Like, all the birds around here, they fuck and they make lots of babies, and then the babies fall out of the nest, and then they're just hopping around, and I end up running them over with my car or something.
I don't do it on purpose. I mean, I'm not like, hey, fuck that bird. But they're out there hopping around, and, you know, God damn it.
Well, maybe then he was eating. Maybe he was eating a bird. Like, he was, like, eating some, like, fried chicken. He's like... I'm never going to invent anything better than this fried chicken.
Yeah.
That's what I want to believe.
And then he cut the chicken into pieces and put it in hot sauce overnight and made a $30 pizza.
That
when Thomas
awful.
Edison had $10 pizzas down the street.
I wonder if that's
and he started hucking it at his house just to be a bitch. Oh, I got pizza right here, faggot! Huck!
God, these are good cookies.
Those things taste like ass. Oh. They're full of peanut butter.
You don't like peanut butter?
Peanut butter?
I don't like peanut butter.
Why not? It
makes my ass leak. Probably peanut
butter.
Buffalo
chicken pizza? Like...
No, not buffalo is fine.
Huh.
Huh.
Also, those cookies are probably going to make me make horrible poots tonight. My lady friend is going to be so angry.
Yeah.
Wait, she gets mad at you? Like, what'd you eat?
Well... It's normally, like, in the middle of the night, like, there's no warning.
Right.
And it sounds like a goddamn bear, like, raping a moose. So, I mean, the sound is god-awful. And the smell, it's like burnt hair and plastic and death.
Let me hear your interpretation of what a bear raping a moose sounds like. Is that the bear or the moose?
Who cares?
It's both.
It's both.
I guess you would need to. Okay, I'll be the moose. You be the bear. All right.
Splat.
The moose sounds more like a, I don't know, retarded kid or something.
Okay, yeah, you be the moose, smart ass. Okay. Jesse's going to be the moose.
I don't have a moose noise. Moose.
No, moose.
Is that what moose sound like?
No, moose. Moose make like the squeak sound. They're not like, they don't sound like a big animal should. They kind of make this honking sound.
So, to completely change subjects, I did watch the South Park that you wanted to discuss.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, they said not too long ago that they think that the whole Times Square thing might have had something to do with that.
Oh, horseshit.
I
They're not even in that goddamn area.
They said that what's it called? They're, like, flipping out because of them depicting Muhammad, which they didn't even really ever.
No.
I mean, you know, it was all a big censor bar. And I guess at one point, you know, it was implied that he might be Santa Claus.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I thought Santa Claus was just, you know, taking a spot. That isn't
yeah. I don't know. And then Comedy Central pussed out, and the whole next episode was pretty much beeped to
no right, goddamn name. Yeah.
Everything.
Why do Muslims ruin every fucking thing?
Well, I guess the one could argue it's like the chicken and the egg thing. And if they didn't ruin everything, then that episode would have never even existed because what would have been funny about it?
Yeah, good point.
But
I
yeah.
do love South Park though. That shit kills me.
Did you guys see the Drawn Together movie?
No, I have it. I haven't watched it yet.
It is fucking awesome. Seth MacFarlane is the Israel robot. And it the greatest line in that fucking movie.
Well, don't ruin it for me. Oh. I haven't watched it yet.
Ruin it.
Well, fuck you.
Why don't you just say?
Ruin it.
Why don't you just say, "Hey, everybody, it's good. You should see it.
It's good. You should
ruin it.
You should see it." This is the best line in the fucking movie. There are other good lines, and they're funnier lines, but this is the best. This is my favorite. And Seth MacFarlane just screams out during a fucking chase scene. Israel is getting tired of being blamed for everything that goes fucking wrong in the desert. As well they fucking should.
That's pretty fine.
Huh.
So did you fart on the microphones as you claimed you would?
Yeah. Yeah, after you guys left, I farted on all three.
Well, I'm not putting it in my mouth, so why do I give a shit?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I mean, the fart's gone by now, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Well, no, it's probably not. It's probably sucked into the little foam.
You think it's in there?
Yeah, of course it's in there. I mean, my chair at my house is, the lining is foam, and every time I sit in there, it smells like I farted.
Hmm.
I mean, there's enough ass juice in there to fucking kill a donkey.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just Diet Napier.
Well, say something I'm impassioned about, then I'll get passionate. Fucking whore.
You're impassioned about everything.
I'm not a slut. I can't just get ready.
Raping moose.
I can't. Look, I'm not a whore. I can't just turn it on and then, ooh, there's a wet vagina.
You can't.
Gotta romance me a little.
Oh, okay.
Napier's the vagina. He doesn't just come wet.
Oh, yeah.
You
okay.
have to give him a little
foreplay. I didn't get that at first, but I got it now.
Yeah, you don't just ram your fist in there.
Well, yeah. No, you don't.
See?
You gotta give it a little romancing first. I understand. You're a passionate man.
Exactly. Yeah. I have goddamn feelings about things that are fucking strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you bring your hat? Where's your hat? Put your
I
hat
don't have
back
a
on.
Hat. I don't have a hat. I don't take a hat to work.
Oh.
I gotta take my baldness with me.
Do you wear your Aqua Teen Hunger Force t-shirt to work?
Only on casual Fridays.
Oh. Huh.
But yes, I wear my Aqua Teen Hunger Force on the Fridays.
On the Fridays?
Yeah, because it lets...
Casual Fridays.
It lets my tatties breathe. Like, my I have to wear these, like, button-down shirts, and my titties sweat under them, and my titties sweat, it gets on my belly, and then it smells. My titties sweat smells.
Man, that's a shitty, shitty problem.
No, I fixed it. I put deodorant under my titties and under my under titties.
Walmart's out of Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
God damn it!
Now what?
Now
what? I guess Mike's dad answers random Yahoo answers questions. I'll have to come back next week because I didn't get to it this week.
You got
to
do it.
I know.
This is funny.
I want to make a segment called Napier Reads from Encyclopedia Dramatica.
What's Encyclopedia Dramatica?
Dramatica?
Yeah. You never...
Britannica?
No, Dramatica. Okay, go... Just type in Thomas... Or type in Nikola Tesla Encyclopedia Dramatica and fucking read that shit. It is goddamn gold. I literally pissed myself. I felt like piss coming out of the tip of my dickhead reading that goddamn thing. It was fucking amazing.
You know what? What happens is, like... Maybe we shouldn't, like, discuss our programming notes.
Okay.
Like, on the program.
We can do whatever we want. We're fucking adults.
Maybe we should... Like, what happens is, Napier walks in the door, I hand him a microphone, and we start. We don't talk about what we're going to do.
So you're saying...
No, you do belittle me in front of your friend here.
Oh, it's the second thing comes up. I'll be damned.
Yeah. Encyclopedia Dramatica. Nikola Tesla.
Is this...
This is real.
Are you dicking with me?
No, I'm not.
Do random page.
No, don't do random. Type in Nikola Tesla in the search, just like Wikipedia.
Well, we already talked about him.
Though. No. Just do it. I want you to read this.
N-I-K-O-L-A?
Yeah.
Yeah, close enough. Who knows?
T-E-S-S-L-A?
Yeah, that's probably close. Maybe just one S, but all right.
There we go. I think you spelled it wrong. Yeah, you spelled it wrong.
I think it's one S.
This is great radio, guys.
This isn't radio, it's a podcast. Ah. There we go.
Okay.
All right. Napier, read it.
Napier is going to...
Okay, the original mad scientist, Nick, is best known for being an attention whore, an uber-elite hacksaw illegal immigrant from Serbia, IQ over 9,000, and for trolling Einstein. He was born during the Renaissance in 1984. His father was a pedophilic priest. His mother died before he was born at age 11. He moved to America to avoid the wrath of Serbia's fierce tigers. Here he met Thomas Edison, with whom he worked with to enslave the world. The two eventually settled into a gay relationship, but were torn apart when Tom stole Nick's invention, modern anal. Nick went to build his own laboratory atop a volcano before starring in The Prestige as David Bowie. J.R. Redding has Tesla's mummified penis in a jar in Kansas City, which he sucks on every night. Tesla was actually a vampire related on the show Sanctuary, who farked his death.
Faked.
Eh, go down. Scroll, faggot.
I don't think any of that's factually accurate.
No,
I think all of it is.
They just make it like a Mad Lib?
No, it's not a Mad Lib.
Is it like they just...
No, this isn't a Mad Lib. Nick is famous for spamming the patent office. He submitted at least 7,696,449 ideas, most involving giant robots and flying saucers. His lesser inventions include the steam engine, the light bulb, time, gravitation, the radio in your face, Marconi, the Tesla turbine, several experimental AIs, a vibrator for splitting planets in half, and its small rendition for knocking down buildings, a death ray capable of destroying 10,000 planes at a distance of 250 miles, a telephone repeater, a leap phasing tool known as the Tesla box, a Tesla coil, for K-lining...
What is the 1337? What the fuck is that?
That's leet.
The hell's that mean?
Leet. It's leet speak for leet. Elite. Okay, you see that PHR40K...
Yeah.
One, that's...
Freaking?
Freaking, yeah.
Yeah, but what does that
word
mean?
Where the numbers... The numbers look like other letters,
yeah,
so it's replaced.
To say it's leet speak for leet, I mean,
yeah,
that...
It's
you know what that's telling us? It's like saying that's poop speak for poop. We don't know
exactly
what poop speak is.
Well, find a friend and the internet, and you'll find it.
You're my friend.
Okay, friend.
That's the internet.
That's, I just told
tell
you
what
it is.
Tell me what the fuck it means.
What does leet mean?
Leet. L337 looks like
L, or I'm sorry, 1337 looks like L-E-E-T.
Okay, but what is it? It's number language?
It's where you replace letters with numbers. That's called leet speak.
Actually, it'd be replacing numbers. No, yeah. You were right the first time.
The page goes
quit
on
fucking
to say
doubting
that,
me, you whore.
That Tesla invented X-Men member Storm.
Yeah.
The mechanical diarrhea inducing bull.
Yeah.
Your mom.
Antibacterial soap on
and
a rope.
Meatspin.com.
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever been to Meatspin.com? Go to
I love Meatspin.com.
I'm not going to scroll down while you read an entire web page.
Yeah, we're doing
it. Hey, guys, go to Encyclopedia Dramatica.
No, this is the start of the new series. This is the start. This is the first one.
We're going to read other people's shit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What? Your dad reads shit.
No, we read him questions, and he answers them.
Well, we give there, questions.
Are you going to put some spin on what we learn here, or
should
are you
I
going to read this?
Should I
Does
have
he also
for the sake of reading?
Invented
it?
Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Where was that one down? Go down, move down.
Okay, we're going down. See also science. Do you want to read the whole web page on science?
I can.
Okay.
Do it.
Let's do it.
We'll do it, faggot.
We'll just read web pages. Hey, Jesse. Let's go to the
Nobody
USA
ever goes
Today.
To Encyclopedia Dramatica,
and
though.
We'll start the new segment. Jesse reads today's headlines.
Dun, dun, dun.
Da, da, da. Where's the coach theme? That could be Jesse reads the headline.
Why don't you pop in a DVD?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we have never done anything remotely creative.
Sure we do. We talk for an hour about stuff that we're talking about. We don't read web pages.
Yeah, but we do pretty much the exact...
Oh.
Should I strangle you with this microphone cord?
Woman who called Obama a hottie tells her story.
What a fascinating story I'm sure that is.
Oh, my God. Jesse, read some more headlines. This is our new segment. I'm so excited about this.
Robin Hood rips off filmgoers. That's right, Roe.
Whatever happened to robbing from the rich?
Okay, if
in
you
the
don't
HFL
like it.
HFL Fantasy
okay,
League.
I can
Robin
leave
Hood
if you
sucks.
Want me to leave. Did you want me to go?
No, we're having fun.
No, I'll go. Did you want me to go?
You
want to
leave?
Yeah, I'll go.
Why do you want to go?
If you're going to fuck with me, I can just leave.
That's the whole point of the show.
Yeah, well, I can... Did you want me to go?
No, I'm having fun. You're not having fun?
No, not really.
Napier's not having fun.
He took offense to the fact that you didn't think his idea was funny.
Well, you could just say that, no, we're not going to do that.
No,
instead
we did
being
it.
Dick.
We did it.
Yeah, and then you decide to fuck with me.
Well, yeah.
Did you want me to go?
No.
I can
you
leave.
You want to fuck with me?
No.
We can fuck.
No. I can go, though. I can leave.
Napier's getting mad.
Of course.
Don't look at me.
Why are you getting mad?
You're fucking with me. Did you want me to go?
Maybe you've known me for 10 years. I fuck with you every time.
Okay,
I see you.
I'll go. You have a good day.
Napier's leaving.
Napier's leaving.
Have a good day.
I'm kind of sad.
I mean, wow, we had our first fight of the podcast. He's gone.
Yeah.
You really pissed him off, Mike.
Do you not want to read any more news headlines?
No, it's okay.
Huh.
Well.
Wow.
I didn't see that coming.
That was an interesting turn.
Well, I think you pissed him off.
Was it because I didn't know what leet meant?
I don't know. I didn't know what leet. I still don't know what leet means.
Me neither. I'll be damned.
Well, all right.
Yeah?
What do you say?
I don't know. What do we do now?
I don't know.
He's like driving off. He's dead. He's
yeah, I can hear him leaving.
Huh.
Well, I guess he made him mad.
I fuck with him all the time.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't take it as you were being mean. I thought
we
were just.
I was being mean, but.
Yeah, but I thought you were just fucking with him.
Kind of me. I'll be damned. Well, this is weird.
What do we do?
I don't know.
how do we continue talking about jovial things?
I guess we don't.
That was very uncomfortable.
You're telling me.
He doesn't like peanut butter cookies. Is that what we should chalk it up to?
Maybe we made too much fun of his pizza.
Do we need to make him a pizza to make up for his bad pizza?
I don't know.
What is this website that he has us on? There's like cartoon boobs bouncing around?
Well, that's an ad, but yeah.
Huh. Maybe we went over an hour and he had somewhere to be.
I don't know. Well, this is awkward, Mike.
Yeah, this is really awkward.
I mean, I don't know what else to do here.
I mean,
I don't feel like we can continue.
Yeah.
Do you? Well, I guess you didn't like the fact that you were making fun of his turtle, too, and his turtle excuse.
What was his turtle's name, Mr. Waffles?
Mr. Waffles.
I'm going an open letter to Mr. Waffles. Dear Mr. Waffles. I'm sorry that I made fun of your escape tactics. I hope that you find all of the delicious yum-yums that you're searching for and that Napier remembers to feed you. Because your continued survival is all that matters.
Your friend. Mike.
I think I've never met him. I don't think I've ever seen the inside of Napier's house.
Fuck if I have.
Hmm.
Well, Mike, do you want me to leave?
I don't know. Now I feel like I need to piss you off, and you can leave in grand fashion.
I mean, I'll still leave in grand fashion if you really want me to.
Do you want me to leave?
This is your house.
Oh. He took his Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke with him.
That means he's serious.
Yeah,
he's not coming back.
Yeah. Huh.
All right. Well.
Well.
Do you want me to leave?
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Just a couple of things while we have your ear. The comment line for our podcast is 314-266-9363. Call and give us feedback, comments, topics that you would like us to discuss, whatever you would like. The website is wfodix.podbean.com. That is our home. You can find us on iTunes. We do have a blog up with occasional updates, pictures, whatever we talk about. Sometimes we will put up reference. That is wfodix.blogspot.com. We are on Twitter at follow at wfodix. We're also on Facebook. So become a fan of us on Facebook. All that shit. We're everywhere. So thank you for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think. Until next time.